All of us are surrounded by some stuff that's not working right. All of us are surrounded by some stuff that won't seem to come together and function according to God's word. I love what the Welsh preacher, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said. He said, most of our problems in life happen because we spend too much time listening to ourselves and not enough time talking to ourselves. God said, Ezekiel, you see these bones? They look dry, don't they? Yes, Lord, they're dry. They look dead, don't they? Yes, Lord, they look dead. They're decomposing, aren't they? Yes, Lord, they are. And the Lord asked a question, can they live again? Now see, the question here is not, can God make dry bones live again? But the question is, can these dead bones live again? Most of us have a belief that God can do big things. We just don't know if he can do big things through somebody as small as us. It's not God we doubt most of the time. It's these bones. It's this. This is my problem. Not that, but this. And the Lord said, can they live again? And Ezekiel said, only you know, Lord. And the Lord said, I want to use you to speak life into something that seems to be dead. And so God brought me here today to challenge you to stop describing your problems and start declaring his promises over your problems. I'm going to say it again till the whole church explodes like you ought to. He said, as long as you're describing your problems, nothing's going to change. But if you'll start declaring my promises to your problems and stop telling me all the stuff that's wrong that I already know and start speaking what I said into the surroundings you see. Tell somebody next to you, talk to it. Stop talking about it and start talking to it. Stop listening to every dysfunctional thought that comes into your mind and start telling your mind to align with the word of God, with the perfect, flawless word of God, with the invincible, incorruptible word of God. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Come on, I'm done describing problems. I spent my whole life letting my problems define me. I'm about to declare some promises till something changes. And he said, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will, listen to how specific Dr. Ezekiel is about what he believes that God is going to do. In great detail, he describes the miracle before he can see the evidence. He said, see, I gotta stop. You're using your imagination the wrong way. You're doing an autopsy of all of the things that are wrong in your life. You can describe in great detail everything that's wrong with you. With great detail, all the mistakes you've made. With great detail, all the stuff that's working against you. With great detail, all the disadvantages. With great detail, all the people that hurt you. With great detail. But what if you made the shift, the graveyard shift, and started speaking about what you saw in the garden while you stand in the graveyard? It's a shift. I'm done talking about this. It's time to talk to it. I'm done thinking about this. I want to think my way through this. I want to think some higher thoughts. So he said, here's what God's going to do. I will attach tendons to you and I'll make flesh come upon you and I will cover you with skin and I'll put breath in you. And see the detail? I'll make your patella work right again. Your patella. That's how Abby said it. Your patella. Your patella. Come on, point to your patella right now. I don't know why. I just went with it. I want to see if you do it. But see, sometimes you gotta point to stuff in your life. Yeah, that's it. That's the word. Sometimes you got to point to something in your life and specifically start giving instructions to the parts of your life that don't align with God's word. And start, watch what happened when he did. He starts speaking about what God was going to do before he could see it. Verse 7, take me to 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. He didn't see the picture yet, but he had the power. And see, if you release the power, it's just a matter of time before you see the picture. But stop trying to wait until you see the picture to pronounce the power. You got to release it before God will reveal it. He says, so I prophesy. I feel this so strong. I don't feel like I'm not going to be able to hold back. I'm not going to be able to dial it down. I'm not going to be able to pace myself. I just got to go. I got to go with what I feel. I feel this. He said, when I said what God told me to say, I heard a noise. See, I didn't see a sight yet, but I heard a noise. See, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So if you wait for what you see, you'll always walk by sight and not by faith. But if you'll go by what you hear, you'll hear a sound. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I don't see a cloud in the sky yet, but I hear something starting to shift, starting to shake, something to rattle. There was a noise. Come on, make that B3 rattle. He said, I heard a noise. I heard a sound. I heard a sound. I heard a sound. I heard a sound, a rattling sound. God said, the stuff that's been rattling you, you're about to rattle it. When you make a sound and release a praise, something's going to happen. And the bones came together. And the bones came together. Grab somebody on either side of you and say, it's all coming together. It's all coming together. It's all coming together. You know, I don't have my act together yet. I don't have my life together yet. I don't have my business plan together yet. I don't have all my relationships together yet. I don't have my mind together yet, but it's coming together. I said, it's coming together. I said, it's coming together. I see it coming together. I see stuff coming together. I see bones starting to hook up that were dead for a while. And Ezekiel preached so good that the bones came together, bone to bone, bone to bone. Somebody said, this sermon was bad to the... I came out here this weekend to try to preach so hard that stuff would start coming together in your life and in your mind, and stuff would start coming together that looked like it fell apart, and stuff would start coming. I wanted to preach so good today. I asked God to give me a word so strong that you would hear it like it was just for you, and you'd look at what's surrounding you, and you'd start to change what you say about your surroundings until your surroundings start to reflect. Oh my God. Come on. I want to preach till the bones stand up straight. I want to preach till everything in your life aligns with what God has said. Come on. Stand up straight. That's what Ezekiel said. Stand up straight. You've been lying there long enough. Stand up straight. Come on, shake 13 people, tell them, stand up straight. Stand up straight. Stand up. Stand up. Straighten up. Stand up. Straighten up. Woo! Okay. 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 So now that we have established the introduction, let me preach my message. He said the bones came together, but something was wrong. He said, the bones came together and started to come together. And there was skin on it and there's flesh on it. And it looked better than it did when it got there. But just because it looks better doesn't mean it is yet. Just because you look successful doesn't mean you really are. Just because you look happy. Just because you tucked it, painted it, Botoxed it, tanned it, white people. Just cause you... Oh, you can put some lotion on it too. I'll speak to everybody in the church. But he said, I looked And they had all the stuff. They had all the stuff, but there was no breath in them. So what came next? This is the part that all week long, I've been reading this verse. Now, the way that a sermon typically comes to me is that an idea or a thought, particularly a passage of scripture, or maybe just a phrase, will seem to jump off the page, do a cartwheel, and throw confetti, and scream and yell, "Hey, over here, preach about me," until I finally engage with it. And what got me to the point that every time I would read this phrase this week, I would become emotional and get teary-eyed reading what God said to Ezekiel next, because I believe it's the thing that many of you have been missing that is why your life looks religious or why your life looks together, but something is missing. And it's what God said to Ezekiel next. He said to me, prophesy to the breath. Everybody just breathe real quick. I need to breathe myself, you know. Preaching like this is a physical endeavor. I got to get on the rowing machine if I'm going to preach like this, because you got to have a lung capacity to get after it and yell at people like I yell at you. And he said, there's a problem with my people. They're out of breath. He said, my people are out of breath. He said, my church is short of breath. He said, my church can't do what I want it to do because my church is out of breath. He said, my church has assembled and they look like a church and they got skin, but they don't have enough breath. And I want you to prophesy, just declare the word of the Lord to the breath. I believe this is a picture of worship. And I believe that because the Hebrew word for breath is ruah, ruah. And that word ruah is translated in English both as breath and spirit. It's the same word. There's no distinction. Breath and spirit. So when God breathed into Adam in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the breath of life, the ruah of life, he was breathing his breath, which became the spirit of the man. So he formed the man from the ground, and then he filled the man with his breath. God said, some of you are formed, but not filled. You're formed, you got designer stuff, but you're still just a skeleton. Until you are filled with my spirit. And so he said, prophesy, go back to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come breath from the four winds and breathe into these slain. Breathe into whatever's dead. Breathe into dead dreams. Breathe into dead hopes. Breathe into dying aspirations. Breathe, breathe, breathe. And from the four winds, as the breath of God enters the body of these previously dead bones, they may live. And I felt like the Lord said, when you go out there this week, don't preach. I mean, do a sermon, but instead of just preaching, prophesy to the breath. And then I said, well, Lord, what does that mean? Because if I just get up there and tell the people to prophesy to the breath, they're going to look at me like you're looking at me right now. This is what I predicted. I studied it, and I kept studying it, looking for a technical definition. And I found none, but toward the end of this week, as I was trying to figure out exactly what God wanted you to hear from this passage, I was walking past my bookshelf in my office, which is full of many big books that I have never read, books that they taught me how to purchase in seminary. And if you ever see them, it will look impressive to you. But I was walking on that bookshelf looking for a book that may give me some further direction. It's funny because I don't really believe in that much coincidence. I mean, some things are coincidental. But did you know in Hebrew there is no word for our English word that we call coincidence? Because to them it didn't exist. And so, I mean, I know that some things are just coincidental, but this seemed kind of weird to me. So I'm walking, I'm studying about prophesy to the breath. And one of the worship songs that is by a friend of mine, I call him a friend. He's really more like an acquaintance, but I'm sure we'd be friends if we had more time together, but I haven't been around him that much. His name is Martin Smith, and we've been at a few events together. And he led the Christian rock band called Delirious. In the 90s, they were the biggest Christian rock band. They were bigger than Bono and The Edge in the 90s. And they actually took a lot of Christian music mainstream. And he wrote a lot of the worship songs that we would have sung through the last few decades. And I was walking through my office by the bookshelf, and one of his songs came on the speakers in my office, just randomly, one of his songs. But while the song came on, I walked by his book that he had given me in Bogota, Colombia, the last time we were together. The book is called Delirious, and it's about his band, and it's a memoir of his life. And I thought, well, this is kind of quirky, coincidental. Maybe it's not coincidence. He's a worship leader, and I'm kind of talking about worship and release. Maybe I should take this book and read a little bit of it and see what's in it. And so I pulled it off the shelf, and Martin, if you ever watched this, I'm sorry it took me a year to pick up your book, because most of the books I just put on my shelf, if you ever send me one, I probably won't read it, because, you know, I got a lot of books. But I pulled this one out. I said, I'm going to read the first chapter and see what's in it. And when I read it, it didn't take me long, because I saw why God had me pick up this book, and I understood why God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the breath, and I realized why God had me preach this message to you today. So he's telling a little bit about his life before he became a rock star. Tell somebody next to you, don't hold your breath. And he tells this story. He says, he's telling about when he was a little child. He says, my mom and dad still talk about the day at 2 months old, I developed bronchitis, which gradually worsened. At 6 months old, when my parents rushed me back to the hospital, see, I didn't know this part of his story. He said, I was 6 months old, my parents rushed me back to the hospital, and I was diagnosed with bronchial pneumonia. I couldn't breathe. I was crying. I wasn't even making a sound. So the medics took me and placed me inside an iron lung, a covered and sealed cot designed to get little bodies like mine breathing again. And my parents had no idea whether I would make it out alive. They watched me laying silent, my life in the hands of this strange-looking piece of equipment. All they could do was pray. Their prayer was simple. Thank you for giving Martin to us, Lord. We are willing to give him back to you, but could you please breathe into his lungs and let him make a noise? Then he says, I guess God heard them. I guess he took them up on their offer, because he went on to travel the globe singing songs of worship. But watch this. He went on to make a noise that would shake the world for the glory of God. He went on to make a noise. But see, what the devil did to Martin Smith, the devil will try to do to you, because he knows that your life is meant to make a noise, to make a sound, to declare the praises of him who brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what the devil will try to do, he'll try to take your breath away, see? He'll try to hit you so hard. He'll try to let life confuse you so much that it'll knock the wind out of you, that it'll knock the breath out of you, that you'll spend your life gasping for breath, that you'll spend your life trying to breathe and wondering, why is this not working? But God said, I brought you to church this weekend so you could breathe again. I didn't just bring you here so you could hear a sermon and sing some songs. I want to breathe my life into your lungs till you make a sound. If you got what I was just preaching, you'd open your mouth and praise God a little bit. Because the devil knows that if you ever make the sound that your life was intended to make, if you ever line up straight with the word of God, if you ever catch this breath that God is breathing, he knows you'll be unstoppable, see? He knows that there's something that God wants to release through your life, and that's why he's fighting you like he's fighting you. Don't you see it? That's why he's fighting your kids like he's fighting your kids. That's why he's attacking your mind like he's attacking your mind. He's trying to take your breath away.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.